Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back, and today we're going to continue our conversation about millennials.
Right.
But today we're going to, you know, the last episode we talked about that sense of entitlement. Mm-hmm. Today we're going to talk about what we're just going to call false hope. And that is, we are, as millennials are reaching adulthood, and they are, you know, both of us, we teach at the college level, college and graduate school level. And we even see it there because obviously a lot of millennials are reaching college and graduate school age.
Right.
What we're seeing is students who feel as though they can and should accomplish anything just because they want to.
That's right.
And it's related to that sense of entitlement. But I think it's rooted in this idea that it has been ingrained in their minds, I think, that you can, that they will accomplish anything they want just because they want to accomplish it.
Well, I think what happened somewhere along the way, students and parents, I think parents got this attitude of, well, if he excels in kindergarten, mm-hmm. and then she masters elementary school. So the mm-hmm. first goal is, we're going to get all A's in elementary school because that will serve as the foundation.
Right.
And then they get all A's in middle school.
Okay? Right.
And that will serve the foundation for high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, so there's this segments of all mm-hmm. A's. Mm-hmm. And then we go to college. So then we get into the best colleges. Then we go to college. And there's this sequence of successes.
Right.
Success blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Elementary, middle, high school, college. And that you will be a successful adult.
Right.
What the students learned mm-hmm. is that just because they went to a college and graduated doesn't assure them of anything.
Right.
Right. And that's kind of what you're talking about today, is that false hope that, well, all you have to do is take these four steps.
Right.
And you're going to be a success.
Right.
Doesn't work that way. They're finding it doesn't work that way.
Absolutely. And there is another piece to it that we'll get in just a second. But yeah, there's the expectation that, and parents, again, just like we talked about with entitlement,
right.
parents foster that sense because,
right.
you know, if the child doesn't make the A, mm-hmm. the parent contacts the teacher.
Because you got to have, that's right.
Because, what do you mean?
This success block requires right. that I get all A's, that my
right.
child get all A's.
Right.
So we have to do everything, everybody, the village has to do everything it can mm-hmm. to ensure that this child gets all A's.
Right. right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's that... It's that model in the mind that it has to be perfect.
Right.
And we've talked about this many times on previous podcasts that, you know, we have this desire to seek perfection despite the fact that perfection doesn't or maybe even shouldn't exist. I mean, there should maybe be one or two students in the school makes all A's.
Not in the class.
Right.
In the school.
Right.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. it's not... if everybody was making A's, if there's a group of, you know, 10% of the student population who's making straight A's, what that means is that the workload or the expectations are skewed in the direction of making higher grades.
They're too level.
Right.
Apparently, everybody in the class
mm-hmm.
can achieve whatever you're teaching.
Right.
Which means... you're not teaching them enough.
Right.
Not everybody should be able to do that work without some homework, rigorous instruction, pushing and pushing. That shouldn't happen. There
right.
shouldn't be all A's unless the goal is simply to complete the work.
Right.
If it is just to complete the work,
right.
regardless of its quality, if it's just to complete the work, then you can give everybody an A. Work completion is not is different.
Right. Now, the other part to this, though, I think is also important, and that is we tell our kids, or many people tell their kids, that they can, you know, to use the cliched quote, you can be anything that you want to be. You know, so I can't tell you how many times I've met, you know, middle and high school students, and I say, well, you know, what do you want to do when you grow up? Mm-hmm. And they say, well, I want to be a doctor. Mm-hmm. Okay, so like, what kind of doctor? I don't know. Well, so do you like math? Oh, I hate math.
Right.
Well, what about science? No, I can't handle that stuff. So you don't like math, you don't like science. What about being a doctor? Do you want? And what it comes down to is, they have no idea.
Right.
It's just that they've always been told that they can be whatever they want to be, and.
To be honest,
they see, okay, doctors drive pretty nice cars, mm-hmm. and they have pretty nice houses, so that's what I want to be.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they say that that's what they want. And what happens, I think, is that, and what I've seen with patients, is that they begin to become disconnected because they had these expectations. They've always been sold this bill of goods that they can accomplish whatever they want. They can do whatever they want. And then when they get to college, it doesn't work that way.
Right.
If you can't pass organic chemistry, you're not going to go to medical school.
Right.
And if you don't like science to begin with, mm-hmm. you're probably not even going to take organic chemistry. Right. Mm-hmm. So we're giving them this sense of this, again, I'm going to call it false hope. You're telling them that this can happen, and they believe us.
That's right.
They believe you, and it's just not realistic.
And the other thing that I mentioned earlier is if you're successful here and here and here and here, you will be successful in your career. That isn't necessarily so.
Right.
And that's what they're discovering, because succeeding in school is programmed success.
Right.
Because you have courses, you have assignments, you're told how to do the assignments, mm-hmm. you're told how to get an A in a course. We call them rubrics. If you follow these instructions, this is how to get an A. But schools are geared to make students successful. Right. All you need to do is follow. It's like following a recipe.
Right.
If you follow the recipe, the souffle will come out and it won't fall. That's not how it works. And when you finish school and you're facing career, it no longer works that way. There isn't a path to success.
Right.
You have to go and you have to figure out how to do it on your own. And we're not preparing students to do that.
Right.
And we're not preparing them for disappointment.
We're not at all. And the other concern is that, you know, when we sell them this bill of goods and we tell them that this is what's going to happen and this is what comes next, you know, everybody, I've met very few high school students who don't expect to go to college.
That's right.
Even though the reality, the statistics is that only about 60% go to college.
I see patients.
And fewer than that graduate college.
I see students right now I have a student right now who is failing every subject he's taking in high school. He plans to go to college.
Right.
He has straight Fs in high school.
Yeah.
And he plans to go to, when you say, are you going to go to college? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's so interesting because when you then say, but you hate school, why would you go to college? Oh, well, that's just
it's
what you
just
do.
It's just the next thing
that's
that I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to high school and then I'm going to, because that's the next thing that my parents told me that I was going to do.
Yeah.
There's seemingly no connection between you're not doing your work as a high school student. Mm-hmm. How do you?
Right. You're not doing your work with your parents on top of you and your teachers checking in on you routinely.
Right.
What makes you think that when you get to college where your parents are not there and the teachers could really sometimes care less if you're doing your work or not.
Right.
You either
do it
or you don't.
Right.
Why would you do it then?
Right.
And that is a foreign concept to most students because they have been trained to believe that that's just what you do. And when you do it, you just, you know, you may not make the best grades, hey, you know.
I went to elementary school. I went to middle school. Right. I'm in high school. So the next thing I'm going to do, it doesn't matter what I'm doing.
Right.
It doesn't matter how well I'm doing. And we mm-hmm. again, we said this in previous podcasts, we are giving mm-hmm. these students a false sense of hope, a false mm-hmm. expectation that doesn't exist. Once they're out of this structured school world, that no longer exists.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have to be cautious of that. We, you know, as the parents of these students, and you know, again, these students are graduating high school. You know, even the youngest of them are getting ready to graduate high school. Mm-hmm. We need to prepare them. We need to make sure that prepare them for reality. Mm-hmm. Don't. It's not going to be easy.
The reality that exists after college.
Right.
Right.
Or after high school.
Right.
Because the reality is that you don't have to go to college.
Right.
I mean, I know that that's going to like really blow some people's minds. You don't have to go to college to have a successful career. Mm-hmm. There are many people who didn't go to college and have a very successful career.
Yeah.
You can go to trade school. You can be an entrepreneur. You know, you don't have to go to college to start a business.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many, many avenues to success, however you choose to define success. And what we're doing by telling our kids that the only way that you're going to find success is if you go to college,
right,
is really giving them a false sense of hope, because we also know statistically that many people who go to college do not work in the field that they studied when they get done.
Or do they? And many
or do
don't
they finish?
And many don't finish. It's not just football players and athletes who don't finish their college education. In fact, something around 40% never finish their college education.
Right.
So not just athletes.
Yeah. So anything else for today? I think that's it for today.
There's more to come.
There is more to come. We'll be talking more about millennials.
Lots of pieces.
Over the course of the next few days. But so come back and listen to us. But write to us if you have questions, if you have any thoughts about any of this, or if you have a different experience, let us know. We'd be happy to listen, to read, and to share with others. So, all right.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.